Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Robert Cray bringing us back. One of my favorite. Actually, he's one of my favorite bluesmen. We got more bluesmen on the show, and welcome back. I'm glad you're here, 17 Till. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Things you can do in five seconds or 3 minutes or anywhere in between. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, you can watch. That's right, the video there. 3 minutes, you're in and out. And don't forget to take the poll question on the homepage. Did I say subscribe to the newsletter? I hope you'll do that, too. We love sending you that every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. We're having a great visit with our good friend Joanne Black. Joanne is the author of No More Cold Calling. She's our referrals expert on the Brain Trust, in the Brain Trust. And we're talking about how to use the technology, how to use LinkedIn. Facebook with a tie, she says they call it. And I'm on LinkedIn. I know you are, Joanne. Many people are. And there's some things to do and things not to do. You know, Joanne, one of the things that I tell people that I think applies somewhat, at least somewhat, to what we're talking about now, when I talk to small business owners about building a website, about whatever they're doing, whatever they're asking customers to do with their technology, here's what I tell them. Never ask a customer to touch your technology unless there's something in it for them.
And, well, that makes sense. Yeah.
And does that apply to building relationships on LinkedIn as well?
It does. I mean, it's like anything else. When you have the relationship and it's strong, we all know when we have that, you can connect, you can ask for so many, you can ask them for referrals, right? Mm-hmm. But if you don't have the relationship now, and there are people who abuse that, and one of the ways they abuse it is they will write a request for something. They'll ask you to write a recommendation mm-hmm. or, you know, to introduce you to someone when they haven't gone through the proper steps. And that's, you know, they make assumptions that we would never do if we were in the face-to-face
right.
world. You
right.
know, they don't apply the same rules, and that's what we need to do.
That's where the disconnect of face-to-face gives people, emboldens people, makes them feel a little bit less it seems less cheesy to them, so to speak, to do that. Less cheeky, as the English say. And that happens to me. I get people who ask me to either refer them or to recommend them, write a recommendation for them, and I don't really know them that well. So what we're saying, Joanne, is use the same kind of protocol that you would use if you were asking somebody face-to-face. Use that same thing online. Is that what you're saying?
Right. So the way I say that, too, is that a lot of times we tend to hide behind the technology curtain. And so we do things with technology we would not do if we were face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
So there's three tips I'd like to share with our listeners that I'm adamant about. And this is in a blog post that will appear, I'm going to say, shortly after we get off our radio this morning. But the first is, and they can find that at nomorecoldcalling.com. The first is always include your photo. I mean, right. People do business with people. We talked about it, and it has to be a professional photo.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the one with you on the beach with a margarita in your
like
hand.
Like you do on. In other words, your Facebook photo doesn't need to be the one you put on LinkedIn.
No, and it's so easy today. You take your digital camera. Have someone take a picture, and there you go. But
yeah.
I want to see who you are. I don't want to do business with a gray outline. Okay? So that's one.
Right.
Second is always personalize your invitation. Now, because your goal is to connect person to person, let me know why you want to connect with me. You know, one or two sentences. It takes a few seconds, but do not use this one. Since you're a person I trust, I want to invite you to join my network on LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know you,
mm-hmm.
so why would I trust you? And then the standard one is I'd like to add you to my professional network on LinkedIn. Well, of course you would, but why? Why do you want to connect with me? Tell
mm-hmm.
me. And then there's the other one that such and such person has indicated you're a friend. You know, I get those sometimes. Since you're a friend, or, you know, I would like to invite you. No, I'm not your friend.
I've been getting some where they said, you know, that some he's indicated they've done business with you before. I never did business with them before.
That's right. Well, see, that's one of the drop downs that you can choose. One of those, no, one of those boxes you can check.
Right.
You don't have a whole lot of choices.
But there also is an other option you can do. You can type it in there. I saw you. You may not remember, but we met at a conference, or I heard you speak, or something like that. You can decide that. You can define that.
Absolutely. Take a minute. It doesn't take a long time. And here's a suggestion. Write something standard that when you're inviting people or accepting an invitation that you want to say. And then at least you'll think through some words, and then you can personalize that. So, Jim, if I were inviting you, I might say that, you know, we have, this is an invitation I got the other day. I noticed we have some of the same connections, and they mentioned a name. It was someone I knew well. So they can see, you can see everybody's connection.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's public for me, that so-and-so's your first connection. We have mutual. And then I can write, you know, in a sentence that that person and I have talked about referrals. I know because we have a mutual connection, and I see what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I write one or two sentences, and then I'll say, I invite you to download my referral IQ quiz from my website. I'm glad to help you with referral tips anytime, and I mean it.
Well, John, let's take a quick break. Give us your website again, please.
NoMoreColdCalling.com.
She's got webinars coming up, folks, and next month that you need to check out there on her website. And we're going to come back and talk some more about this with Joanne Black. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.